If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
What's your story today, Mary?
Okay, so are you guys obsessed with certain programs that you don't want to admit that you're watching?
No.
Oh, come on.
TV shows?
You're watching, like, American Idol at home.
Oh!
You mean like Cinemax?
Bachelor. Just something.
I was watching Dying for Sex.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen that?
No.
No.
It's a series. It's Michelle Williams. She's young. She's dying from cancer. And, yeah, that's all I'll say. And I was like, oh, there's a little something here.
Steve, what was that show you watched where it was just people looking at other naked people?
Oh, yeah.
And deciding who they wanted to date based off their
That was answers? A website, Kevin. I told you not to.
No, I think this was like an HBO show.
Yeah,
no,
that Lisa, was that Dating Wild Naked or something.
Lisa
what was
turned us on to that. It was
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction. Thank you, Colin.
Colin, you can
Colin's
give us your
obviously
name.
Watching it as well. So I am watching this show called The Summer I Turned Pretty. And it's an Amazon show, and it's about, you know, a girl who kind of can't decide which brother to date, and she has gone on vacation with these brothers and their families
since she was
a little kid.
Kind of gross.
And then all of a sudden she turns 16, and both the brothers are going, oh, look at her now. You know, it's on season 3, and now it's becoming like a fashion trend show. I guess this actress, Lola Tung, is bringing back some fashions, and I'm not real happy with this latest one she's brought back. Did you guys, or not you boys, but Lisa, did you used to wear the white ruffled socks with the the penny loafers?
My
you don't wear socks.
I don't wear socks. My sister did, and I was like, oh, please stop.
Yeah, the little ruffles. I mean, that was like something you wear when you're a little girl. Well, she's wearing them in the show and some of the scenes, the college scenes. And I'm going, oh, boy, this is not going to go
boy.
Well. Well, Madonna brought it back in the 80s.
Yeah, and Reese Witherspoon. What the heck is her name?
Witherspoon.
Yeah, she was wearing them for a while. Jennifer Garner also kind of brought back that little preppy look. So anyway, I just wanted to admit that I'm watching the show. And I bet you any money a bunch of texters are watching it because it's really good.
So this girl's dating her brothers?
She started with the one brother, and then she ended up with another brother.
It's not her brothers. It's a family.
Not her brother.
Oh.
It's a family friend.
Yeah. Okay.
And they act like they're cousins. You know how you have a cousin that's not really your cousin?
People you vacation with your whole life because parents are friends or kids
are friends. Exactly, and that's the deal.
Kevin, didn't you think she was dating her brothers?
No, I thought she was dating a family friend, a set of brothers.
You
just started listening 10 seconds ago. You have no idea.
What's the show called, Mary?
The Summer I Turned Pretty. Ask Bridget. I bet you she's watching it. Oh, no, because you guys are still newlyweds. You watch shows together. Well,
yeah, the rest of us go to separate rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your story, Kevin?
Information on how much water we consume and what kind of brands of water we like. Do you guys drink bottled water?
No.
I do
Steve
sometimes.
Doesn't. Lisa doesn't.
Once in a while.
I love Evian. I can tell you, you could put 10 bottles of water in front of me and I could pick out the Evian.
Evian. It says here Americans drink significantly more water than Europeans. We average 57.5 ounces daily compared to Europe's 33 ounces per day. We drink a lot of water here in the U.S.
Yeah, Europeans don't go around carrying water bottles either.
What do they call them? The
Yetis.
Millennial support bottles.
Millennial support bottles. It says it has preferences here vary by gender and generation. Gen Z favors Aquafina, the brand Aquafina. Women mostly like to like smart water for their brand.
I would drink out of a mud puddle before I bought some of that stuff.
Really?
Ugh, I don't like
smart maybe not.
I was like, boy, that's a statement there.
Mm-hmm. It says millennials prefer LaCroix, which I love LaCroix. That's
Me
usually
too.
What I drink.
That's hoity-toity.
No, it's bubbly.
So top-ranked bottled water brands in America. One, Aquafina, then Smart Water, Vitamin Water, Dasani, Pure Life, Fiji, LaCroix, Poland Spring, Deer Park, and Perrier.
Half of those sound like suburbs.
That Dasani is put out, I think, by Pepsi. It's got a lot of salt. Stay away from that one.
Yeah, they had a baby. They moved to Dasani, and we haven't seen them since.
Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, Deer Park is right next door.
Poland Spring just got a nice little condo.
I love traveling to Evian. Evian.
Is it Evian? I've always said Evian.
Oh, really?
It starts with an E.
I've never heard anyone say Evian.
No, I haven't either.
the person who drinks it the most.
Right.
I guess it is Evian. I don't know. I've always said Evian.
But so, isn't it weird we drink that much more than Europe?
I was at the doctor last week. She's like, you're drinking your 64 ounces of water a day, aren't you? And I go, yeah. And I am, but that's what they tell us to drink.
You don't need that much water. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all these people living to be 100. Do you think they drank water like we drink water? No.
No, but they didn't eat a lot of stuff we eat, too.
Coca-Cola remains preserved the top-ranked pop in America.
So you talked about the water bottles. I have a water bottle, and it's I don't know what it's Ula or something or Oila or something, some brand. And I got it because it fits my hand, and it's about the right size, and it doesn't have a straw, right?
Yeah.
So I'm drinking out of it, I think at the health club or here maybe, and someone goes, hey, nice ooh-la-la.
You're like, what?
And I'm like, what? Like, they reckon it's a stylish water bottle.
Wow. Yeah, like, the water bottles are very popular. I don't have one. I got to get one.
I just got one because I've got a Berkey, and I need to get off of any kind of bottled water and just put it in one of those millennial comfort support water bottles.
Got to make sure it fits in the cup holder, though, in the car.
Yeah. I did just Google it. Evian. Evian. So,
Evian. Yeah.
I haven't been saying it right. Whatever.
Yeah, well, we're going to move to Aquafina and help the kids can get into the schools there.
Great schools at Aquafina.
Yeah, Aquafina's got the, and you know, they've got the team colors are always blue.
Right.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, how many of you have a Ring camera? I know Kevin does.
What?
Do you, Kevin?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, a Ring camera?
No, I've got a Blink outside. Same. It's not the doorbell, but they're outside the house.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So, you know, they're always catching this weird stuff. So this woman, Jessica Ortiz, who lives in Compton, California, had a video that shows a small gray thing walking by her house in the middle of the night. It's not like an animal. They think it's a
chupacabra.
I was sitting in my son's room with my son. We were staring at each other like, what do we do? We didn't even know what to do. Like, I'm not going to call the police. I'm not going to go outside. I guess I'm going to have to live with the doubt because I'm not checking.
So now they're living with the doubt. They think on video it has an elongated head. It walked a little hunched over. Mary, you've never been to a Compton, have you?
Been to a what?
nothing. It's you got to listen, okay?
I was listening about the Ring camera. Still trying to figure if I have one.
Lisa was just saying you had an elongated head. I don't know why she said that. And
what is going on?
So then they talked to this paranormal investigator, Zach Baggins, and I've listened to this a few times. I still don't know what he's talking about.
I wouldn't see there's anything to worry about, but I cannot conclude that this is a hoax after seeing that footage, that's for sure.
So there you go. It could be a hoax, but no one can conclude that.
Oh, that's decisive.
So they think it's extraterrestrial in origin. It's got Mary, you missed this, but an elongated head, and it walks slightly hunched over.
Gotcha. Haven't seen it.
Yeah. you know what I saw in mine last week? A bobcat.
Ooh, jealous.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of wild.
They're up north a lot.
Saw my fox yesterday morning.
Oh, we like that.
Yeah.
Somebody said Dasani's Coke, Aquafina's Pepsi. Isn't that something? The things you learn before 5 o'clock on WGN.
And then it just stops.
It just comes to a quick close. Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.